House tourism director when we were the least visited state in the country. And I remember Eric Severide, a famous North Dakota broadcaster who made big time in CBS, once called North Dakota his home state, the rectangular blank spot in the nation's mind. And what's so funny is today it's the rectangular stage under the nation's spotlight because everybody's curious about North Dakota.
It's a cold draft laying low to the floor. Blankets on the couch trying to keep me warm. Well, that's just part of living here.
No. Thank God the heater works.
Snow's falling and starting to blow. Season drifting up on my front door. Well, life slows down at a few below.
There's nothing better than finding oil on your own land.
But I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
The social and those kind of pressures, the financial pressures of being 18 and making a lot of money with, you know, minimal support system. It's interesting.
Sobriety shining with the marquee sign. A frozen cobblestone reflects the night.
We're very fond of the Parks and Rec in Williston.
Yes, the Broadway shining with the marquee sign. Frozen cobblestone reflects the night. Small city, it's a big time life.
Watford City will be the boom town.
Walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
Obviously, North Dakota and the Bakken Formation are world famous.
Spinning, I'm greener. I hope my car starts when I go.
I brought my twin daughters back during Christmas, and I showed them where we used to drag Maine and how everything was different, and actually where we turn around is now turned into a couple of dancing clubs, if you will, at the end of Maine.
The car's dead, you know the windows froze. I feel the wind chill down to my toes. Well, I'm glad I don't live too far away.
What's your plan this next week? I'm going to retrofit my truck, get a bunch of lobsters, and drive to North Dakota, right? Everyone's like, you're crazy. And he sold out in an afternoon.
On my way back home. Because I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
I'm the gal that runs the pizza ranch here in town. She figured there might be hungry folks up there at school, and all of a sudden here she shows up with 30 or 40 pizzas and pop. I mean, it was just right out of the goodness of her heart.
I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
But we live this every day. My kids go to school with the kids whose parents are in this industry. We go to church with these guys. We see them all day, every day.
I hope my car starts when I